Hey, hey, welcome to the Sam Sessions with me, Sam, as your host. We dive into, well, what's ever on our minds. No script, no rules, just nonsense. So buckle up, things are about to get weird in here. Today, I have two very special guests joining me. Everyone, please welcome Chloe and Caitlin.
Hi, guys.
Alrighty, I'm super excited that you guys are going to be joining me today for our podcast. If you haven't guessed by the title already, for this episode, we are saying hello again to Forks, the tiny town that hosted our famous Twilight series. That's right, vampires and werewolves, baby. Today, we'll discuss iconic moments throughout the saga that overall made us Team Edward or Team Jacob. So whether you're a Twihard fan or just here for the chaos, we'll be pulling back the misty curtains of Folks Washington, so let's get into it. So as you guys already know, the saga has five movies kind of thing. It has your Twilight, which came out in around, I think, like 2007, honestly. And then the New Moon, Eclipse, and your two Breaking Dawn parts one and two. Yes, so we're going to be diving into each every one of those episodes. So starting out with Twilight, what do you guys think was your initial, like, thoughts of that first movie?
I remember watching Twilight when I was a child. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, always been around. So, like, and I was, like, little, so I don't, like, remember my first thoughts, like, on it. But I remember, like, watching it and, like, liking it.
I agree, because I remember when I was young, like, guys, DVDs used to still be the rave. And I remember, like, I'd get DVDs for Christmas, and I remember I got Twilight. And that was, like, at the time, I was, like, oh, like, this is one of my favorites, because, like, I don't know. I just remember watching it as a kid, and I'm assuming I liked it because I know I watched it a lot, like, frequently. So,
yeah. Yeah, like, I honestly first watched it as a kid as well, and I just kind of thought, like, man, Bella's so lucky. She gets to have, like, this vampire boyfriend. Like, I want to become a vampire. And so I kind of could see, like, her perspective from it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, like, that was just kind of, like, funny, and it was also kind of, like, romantic. And at that point, like, during that movie, we didn't get really much of Jacob. It was more of just, like, Edward. And so that was kind of, like, that kind of, like, leaned me towards, like, oh, I like Edward and stuff. Especially that one time where, like, it was, like, going throughout the movie, she's, like, in the parking lot, right?
It's oh my God, the parking lot scene.
Yes. And she's, like, he's, like, looking at her from across the parking lot, and then the van from his friend comes around swerving, and he comes and saves her, like, just swoops over and, like,
you know. Hello, you hit your head.
Can you share that one shirt that you owned as a kid?
Oh, when I used to play soccer. Well, like, I used to play soccer, and I found, like, a picture of me, like, when I was really little at, like, my soccer practice, or it was a game, because we used to just wear, like, colors or something, and I guess my team was, like, black, and I was wearing a shirt that said, I Heart Boys Who Sparkle, and it was a Twilight shirt, because it was talking about, like, Edward Cullen, and I found that picture, and I was like, oh, my God.
That's perfect. I love that. I feel like if we had a shirt like that, we would all wear it, like, over and over again. But yeah, like, especially that moment in the movie when that happened, I was just kind of like, it was so, like, dramatic for no reason. Everybody's swarming her, being like, Bella, Bella. And then he does. You're right. He gaslights her, and he's like, oh, you hit your head
you
or
hit
something, and it was an adrenaline rush. He was like, no, you were across the parking lot or whatever and stuff. So... And then so she realized that he's, like, not normal in that moment.
Yeah.
And then you have that forest scene.
Say it out loud.
Say it. And it was just so, like, I feel like it was just so tense for no reason. She was like, I can't get over Bella Swan's acting. Kristen Stewart.
Oh my God. Kristen Stewart's my diva. Kristen Stewart's my diva, but, like,
she just always stutters.
She was giving, like, Debbie Ryan in that scene where she was
yes.
like,
"No,
that's the
hair
vibes
tuck.
I'm getting."
The hair tuck is crazy.
But, like, it's, like, the badness of it that makes it even better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, like, it's almost so bad that it's, like, it's still good, though.
No, it is. It's, like, I can't... It's bad, but it's good. It's so good.
It is so good. Like, I just rewatched it again, and I was, like, enjoying it, even though mm-hmm. I was cringing at it at some points. But, yeah, so, like, we have that scene where they're in the forest, and he's, like, hovering over her shoulder. And she's like... And so then she immediately says vampire, and he's like, are you afraid and stuff and all this? And then they, like, go into this whole thing where he's, like, taking her around the forest.
Hang on tight, Spider Monkey.
Oh yes, God. The Spider Monkey one. No. Hold on tight, Spider Monkey. I swear, that line is what no one asked for, but it's all what we remember. Like, everyone remembers it. It's like, because it's just like, okay. They're, like, moving throughout the forest, and, like, you just have that, and it's like,
there's so many, like, lines from those movies that are just engraved into my head.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because they're like, so, the one, like, the one where, like, Edward goes, you're, like, my own personal brand of heroin.
Oh, my God.
I'm scared.
And there's like a lot of lines and mm-hmm. even like moments too that is just kind of like you can't but anyway, so that was kind of like, I don't know, the basis of like the whole Twilight movie, the first one. She's like, I just want to become a vampire. The second she meets Edward, she's like, and knows that he's a vampire, she's like, I want to become a vampire too, like, change
she's
me.
She's kind of real for that.
Yeah. Honestly,
like, I feel like I feel like she's kind of real for that.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
I feel like if I had a vampire boyfriend, I would probably want to be changed into a vampire, too, because I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But then we go into, like, the second movie, New Moon. And right off from the bat, it's Edward and Bella again in the forest. And Edward is saying, like, you're not good for me.
Oh, my God.
And this is his part where it's devastating for her, but it's a meme for everybody else.
Yes.
This emo.
This emo.
Yes. This emo. Talking about emo culture, basically, when Edward, like, breaks up with her, technically, and he, like, goes off, she becomes all depressed in the depressing montage.
The montage where she's sitting in the window.
And it goes, there's a possibility.
As the camera just circles around her and she's, like, staring off to space as the months go by.
I could stand when she would, like, scream in her sleep, too. I was like, this girl's going crazy.
Yeah, she was having all those, like, nightmares and she was like...
Girl, shut up.
It's not that deep, I feel like.
Her vampire boyfriend left her. She's emo at the window for four whole seasons.
That's what it feels like. Everybody was, like, playing outside and stuff, and, like, she was just sitting
outside.
There.
Get some air. Stop
get
sitting
some vitamin
at the window.
D with
get
your pale eye.
Your pale eye looking like your vampire boyfriend. Go outside and get some sun, girl.
And that's what actually Charlie, like, says to her. She's like, you should go out and go with, like, friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she finally is, like, going out and stuff, and, like, she is hanging out with now Jacob a lot, and we get to see some Jacob more. But this is more of, like, the Jacob thing. And she wants to do, like, things that are reckless. Because remember, Edward told her that, like, don't do anything reckless. And so she bought these, like, motorcycles to fix up with mm-hmm. Jacob. And once they fixed them up, they, like, went on a ride. And, of course, like, she, like, loses control and hits her head and bleeds. Like, I feel like she's just always hurting herself in every single movie. And then, like, Jacob comes over and... She says, like, sorry for bleeding. He's like, why do you say sorry? Because she's so used to saying sorry with the vampires.
Oh, yeah, because the blood.
Yes, because it's such a big deal. And this was actually the first scene, I think, where we see Jacob shirtless because he takes off his shirt and he, like, douses it on her head. And
put some clothes on.
Yeah, like, let's be honest, though. That was, like, the first moment that launched Team Jacob into overdrive. because you get to see his, like, abs for finally. And then literally the rest of the, like, saga, you see his abs because he's always shirtless.
No, I know. That boy never has a shirt on. Get a shirt on.
No, because literally, like, there was this one scene. It was either, it was in Eclipse or New Moon where Jacob was like, or Edward was like, does he own a shirt? Which was, like, roasting his abs in a way. Because, like, Edward, he's kind of, like, scrawny and stuff. And Jacob's kind of, like, big and buff.
I'm forever mad that the only reason, like, Jacob liked Bella was to imprint on his daughter. I mean, on his daughter. Oh, that's not it. On her daughter in the end. Because I'm team Edward, but I really do like Jacob.
Yeah.
I really do.
And, like, as we, like, move forward with the movies that we'll talk about, mm-hmm. like, the amount of, like, pain and suffering and danger Bella went through to be with Edward, that wouldn't have ever happened, really, if she, like, went with Jacob. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's, like, the stuff that, like, Edward does, it's, like, that kind of, like, reels us in and makes us, like, mm-hmm. stuck. Yeah. So, yeah, New Moon was basically, like, that's where we got a lot of Jacob. And then, like, near the end, we get into, like, the Eclipse movie, the third movie. I feel like, for me, that one was kind of, like, my least favorite movie. Because it was kind of just, like, leading up to the yeah. newborn battle. It was, like, Victoria again. And I don't like how Victoria was a new actor because the other actor didn't want to.
Yeah.
It kind of just mm-hmm. was, like, it was, like, okay. And this one was my least favorite one. But what, like, really, like, stood out to me is when, like, Bella punched Jacob's face. Jacob and Bella's first kiss. Mm-hmm. And she broke her hand from it, of course.
That was so funny.
Yeah. Because he, like, all wanted, like, kiss her, and she was like, no, punch his face, and then she was like, and, like,
why was that a perfect recreation of the way she sounded?
Literally, though, because, like, and it's like, well, what do you expect when you punch a werewolf's face? Like, it just makes common sense. And then, so they're getting ready for, like, this newborn battle that was basically, like, the whole thing. It's Victoria mm-hmm. Running through everything, but, like, kind of, like, in the background. It's really this, like, Riley Green actor that's, like, getting the yeah. newborn actors and stuff, all that. And so then there's the tent scene where oh. it's the three oh my of God. Them together.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like it was so awkward. For Bella, Edward in close quarters, it was like the love triangle.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, because mm-hmm. both of your boyfriends are right there next to you. Like, what are you doing, girl?
Yup. And like during the night, she was like shivering and stuff, and Edward couldn't do anything because he's a cold vampire. Like, come on, he was just like looking there, and he's like just like sulking. And then Jacob comes in because he's hot, hot. Maybe literally and physically. And, like, so he, like, comes in, and then Edward's, like, reading his mind and stuff. And he's, like, he does say the quote, like, well, let's face it, I am hotter than you. Maybe literally and figuratively. Oh, my God, figuratively. I can't speak today. But... so, like, because Jacob was going to cuddle Bella to make her warmer, mm-hmm. and, like, Edward, and it was just, like, so, like, funny and so awkward.
Doesn't he say, like, keep those thoughts to yourself or something like that?
Yeah.
Or, like, something along the lines of, like, about his thoughts? Like,
yeah, he was, yeah. like, can you at least contain your thoughts
yeah,
or something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. And it was just awkward in general. And then morning.
And then Bella... kiss me. Ew.
Oh, my gosh.
Ew.
Yes, that was, I don't know if that was Eclipse or Breaking Dawn, but, yeah, she does do that. She's like, it's getting ready for the battle. I feel like it was Eclipse. She's like, Jacob, kiss me, and all this, like, stuff. And then he, like, I'm gonna, like, reenact it. He, like, turns around. He's like, and then runs up to her and grabs her.
I'm dead.
I can't.
And like he's like, now it's finally my chance. And after they like make out, and like thing is like Edward's like a little, he's like a little ways, but he can like hear good since he's a vampire. Mm-hmm. They're like making out, and she's like, I don't know where that came from. she's like, sorry, I have to go. And then she goes back to Edward, and she's like walking like kind of like in regret because she just like made out with Jacob while she's like in a relationship with Edward.
Mm-hmm.
And
the heck?
And then Edward's kind of just like made her realize like you love him. And she's like, but I love you more. And he's like, I know. But still with like Eclipse, like then we get to that like the newborn vampire battle, and it was like it was I feel like the whole movie was like leading up to it, but mm-hmm. it was actually pretty impressive. Like it was pretty good in a way. And then like Victoria gets what she always deserves. She gets killed and stuff like all that.
Ooh.
And then and then really like kind of in the middle, but like what really like stood out was the proposal scene mm-hmm. where like Edward gives Bella his mother's ring,
mm-hmm.
which like I don't know. What do you guys think about that ring?
I don't remember what it looks like.
Isn't it the big like oval?
It's like the big oval with like a lot of diamonds in it.
No.
I don't remember what it looks like because I've seen like all the Twilight movies so many times, but it's been like a little bit since I've watched them. So I know like what happens throughout the movies and
like
stuff.
It's like a big oval.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
It's like a silver oval and it's like so like kind of old and like it's just kind of like meh. It wouldn't have been my proposal ring if I was her. I'd been like, no. But the there's that. And then going into now our Breaking Dawn parts. I'd probably say like I feel like Breaking Dawn 2 was shorter than all the rest because it was basically just like the battle and stuff. But Breaking Dawn 1, Bella and Edward finally get married.
Yes, that wedding, the song that played, I used to listen to that song all the time when I was a child.
Which one is it?
I have died.
Oh, 1,000 years, yeah.
Yes. And that song actually really became popular because of like these shows, this movie. And so like they're like getting married, they're finally married, it's long awaited. It was kind of like dreamy vibes, you know what I'm saying?
I think I... like forever like am like that scene of like she has that vision
of everyone,
of
like,
everyone
dead.
Yeah,
I was just thinking
her covered
about that.
In blood. I remember like the first time I saw that I was like forever I was like oh my gosh
I was scared.
I actually thought that when I was like a kid obviously I didn't know any better I thought that was like the real wedding I was like oh my gosh oh my gosh yeah but and then she was like crazy. She was, like, scared and stuff. Mm-hmm. Even walking down the aisle, she was, like... It almost seemed like she was, like, gonna regret it. Or, like...
That made me cringe.
Run away.
Look happy at your wedding.
Yeah, and then she saw Edward, and she was, like, everything's okay. Like, of course. And so then, it's the honeymoon.
Oh, my God. The honeymoon got crazy.
Cue the bed breaking.
Oh my God.
The honeymoon got crazy.
It was, like... It was funny because, like, their first night, like, Edward is going to go in the lake for, like, a swim, and she's like, I need a few human minutes. And it, like, is then just, like, her, like, getting ready for, like, everything. She's like, okay, don't be a coward. She's, like, shaving her legs. Like, girl, didn't you shave your legs before your wedding? Why are you doing this now? That's, like, what I said. And, like, and then they're, like, you know, and then, like, doing all that. And she wakes up with, like, feathers falling on her face, like...
And she's, like, all busted up. Isn't she, like, all busted up?
Yeah,
and,
like, yeah, isn't she, like, bruised up?
Yes, she had bruises on her, and, like, Edward's like, this isn't this, like... He was, like, all upset, and he's like, I hurt you, and she's like, I'm okay, and all this stuff. And so then there's, like, a couple more days where it's just, like, normal, and the housekeeping like comes in and Edward's friends with them. They go in to the bedroom and they like see the mess and they come out with like a bed frame. They're like, they say like
it's
something
so
like,
funny.
Oh my, like, and they're just like, Bella and Edward are on the couch and they're just like chuckling like awkwardly. But, and then like it leads up to where Bella finds out she's pregnant.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh. She should have, I would like to say, she should have became a vampire before she was getting crazy with him and getting pregnant because she would have been able to handle it so much better if she would have just been a vampire already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's basically, like, vampire drama now. Like, it's such, like, a big deal. And, like, who, like, who even knew, though, that, like, Edward could, like, reproduce, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't even know, and, like, she didn't even know, and so then it's, like, she's, like, impossible as she's looking in the mirror and stuff, because it's, like, a vampire slash human baby, and so the movie goes on, and the baby is, like, growing inside her super fast, and she's getting, like, her cheeks are getting, like, swollen in, because it's, like, killing her.
It's literally killing her.
Which is why scary looking.
It literally was killing her, and she's like literally on her deathbed, which is why she should have been a vampire first, because she wouldn't like it. She would have been okay.
Exactly. And like, yeah, she's like on her deathbed. She's like becoming all like skeleton and everything. And then there's that one scene where like they're like, I don't know who they're talking to, but they're talking to like Edward or something. They're gonna give because she started drinking like blood.
Okay, yeah.
This is. I know it's coming, and this is was, like, the scariest scene of my life to
Yes,
me.
It was, like, the birth scene.
Her body freaking
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It was like a horror movie energy, in a way.
I was scared.
And so, like, that happened. Like, she, like, goes to pick it up. Like, it's like, girl, what are you doing when you go to pick it up? And, like, it just folds in half. It's crazy. And then she, like, falls down on her knees, and her knees are weak, so her knees break and everything.
Oh, my God.
And then it's like, okay, it's go time. And she's on the bed. She's, like, bleeding and, like, everything. And Carlisle is somewhere because he was originally going to, like, do it. So, like, Rosalie is, like, cutting it out of her. And then, like, it's not working. So then Edward is biting the baby out of her. He's, like, biting the skin around it. And then as soon as the baby comes out, everything's, like, okay again. It's, like, he's, like, it's a girl, Renesmee.
I would like to say that baby looks so freaky.
That baby is so, that freaky
CGI
baby.
It was a
CGI
baby. Yeah,
it was a CGI baby. And it was just, like, because later when it was, like, growing, it was, like, but, yeah, it was, like, all, like, calm and stuff. And then, of course, Bella dies, basically. Like, she gets, like, still. And Jacob's there, too, because Jacob was there during the whole thing. And he's like, Bella's shaking her. And so, like, Rosalie takes the baby away, and Edward, like, injects the venom, like, I don't know, venom injector thing in her, and it was huge into her heart. And then he's like, and Jacob was like, you killed her and all this stuff. And he's like, I'm going to let you suffer with that. I'm not going to kill you. And then it's like Edward's trying to save her by like biting her, all of this stuff. And we already kind of like know that the venom worked because it like actually went in her body and showed like the venom spreading through.
Yeah.
But it's like he doesn't know that. So then they go back because the werewolves are now coming because the Sam, the werewolf, like, leader or something, he, like, told them that, like, Bella's dead and stuff because everybody thought that.
Yeah.
And so, like, Jacob thought that, too. And when Jacob thought Bella was dead, he, like, ran out and he was, like, sulking. And then he was, like, angry. And when he came back in, he came to the CGI baby that Rosalie...
that scary...
The imprinting
CGI.
Scene.
Oh, my God.
So mad.
Yeah.
So mad.
Why was it mad? I feel like I liked it.
Him imprinting on the daughter.
Yeah.
You imprinted on my daughter?
You nicknamed my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster!
Nessie, oh my gosh. Yes, those two quotes right there, that was kind of like cringe ones that also turned into memes.
Another Jacob quote, I have a shirt that says, Bella, where the hell have you been, Loka?
Yes! From like Moo Moo. Yes. And I just thought that one was like so cute too. But, like, so Jacob comes in again, and we're talking about, like, where he imprinted. He Rosalie holds up the CGI baby, and the CGI baby, like, looks. And it was so weird, because you could see it was so edited and, ugh. And, then Jacob imprints, and it's, like, and then he falls to his knees after, and he's, like, bro. So you were, like, trying to, like, get with her mom, and now you just imprinted on
weirdo.
And he's like, and then he like says like, oh, I can't help it and stuff, and it just happens, like, okay, but still a little weird. Like, imagine her growing up and he's like, oh yeah, I kissed your mom a few times, we had a little thing before.
Like, boy.
Yeah. And so then after, like, the end of, like, Breaking Dawn Part 1 is where, like, they're getting ready for a funeral because they thought, like, Bella was dead. But you can still see those, like, scenes of it spreading through her heart and her hair, like, getting the color.
The scene that's about that you're about to talk about is literally engraved in my brain. I remember being a small child and seeing this scene on the TV, and it's literally ingrained in my brain, the part where she's dead and then starts, like basically dead and starts coming back to life, and then her eyes open and they're red.
Yes. And I think the Breaking Dawn Part 2 came out, like, a year later or so. So it's, like, it ended there for the viewers that were watching it at the time. It just ended with, and, like, her eyes, like, open red. And it's like, well, Bella's a vampire now. And it, like, is, like, a big, like, boom at the end. And then it, like, goes to black. And then you get to Breaking Dawn Part 2, where Bella's now a vampire, basically. So she's gotten what she wanted this entire time.
I love this movie.
Yes.
I love Breaking Dawn Part 2.
It was a good movie. It was probably one of, like, the top ones up there. And so, like, you get to that part where she's a vampire and she's, like, looking all around and it's, like, zooming in on everything. And she's, like, she sees Edward and they're, like, all, like, lovey-dovey again. And then, like, she wants to see Renesmee, and Edward's, like, first, we need to control your hunger. And then she's, like, making all a big deal, like, I need a thirst and all that stuff. Like, of course, now it was a big deal right in that moment. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're hungry. So they go and, like, hunt and stuff. And she's, like, a natural or whatever Edward says. And then we, like, meet Renesmee the first time. Scary. And the CGI baby, which is infamous. We can't forget it. Wish we could, though.
I like that whenever I see people talk about that baby, no one ever refers to it by its actual name. Like, they always, like, call it some other random name that starts with, like, an R.
Really?
Yes. Like, I always see people, they never refer to it as Renesmee. They always say some, like, random name. Like,
well, Renesmee is a weird name because even when, like, back in Breaking Dawn Part 1, when, like, she was going over baby names, EJ, Edward Jacob, for a boy, that would have been so cute.
I feel like that would have been really awkward, though, to name your baby after both of your boyfriends.
Like, yeah, like, that would be a little weird. And then Renesmee, even Rosalie was like, and then when Charlie met, like, Renesmee for the first time, he was kind of like, Renesmee, like, it's kind of a weird name. But so we meet, like, Renesmee for, like, the first time, and then we kind of just, like, go through, like, they're, like, happy together again. They get their nice little cottage out in the woods and sparks, like, another, like, scene or two of Bella and Jacob as vampires now, like, doing whatever they do, but. And she's like, oh, you were really holding back last time.
His bed's, like, not for sleeping.
Yeah, because there's a bed in her house and vampires don't sleep.
She's
like,
y'all some freaks.
He's not intended for sleeping. Like, girl, you literally already have a kid, like, in the next bedroom across the hall.
You just popped it out.
You just popped it out. But, like, get it under control. That thing is fresh. I know it may look old because it grows real fast, but you just had that thing one day ago. Calm down.
Yeah, but, like, since it's, like, a vampire-human baby, Renesmee's, like, growing really fast, and so now she's, like, I don't know, maybe, like, a little kid. And then it gets to, like, where the Volturi finds out because of
the Volturi.
The one, young, like, sister Bella. Sees. Yeah, young
Bella. I used to say that all the time as a child.
Immortality becomes you or something, whatever he said. Which that gets into when Aro first sees Renesmee,
so
he does that little, like, mechanical giggle.
And he does the,
You doing that reminded me of the,
Anytime it'd be, like, some, like, tense scene between them two. But yeah, so, like, we have that, like, mechanical giggle, which is, like, unhinged but in the best way, because it's so weird, and he's like, it's just so, like, I don't know, we didn't ask for it again, but it was something that, like, so still funny. Stuck with us. And so And then it's like they're still unsure whether Renesmee is like safe or whatever for their like vampire secret. And so then like Alice finally comes out.
Alice, my diva. I love Alice.
Yes, I love Alice. She's so nice and like so pretty. And so just like her energy is just.
Yeah. That's a diva.
Yeah. Yeah.
A diva for real.
And so then we have Alice who comes out and like is showing Aro the vision she had. Or like. I shouldn't have said vision because she shows, she's like, I want to see, he's like, I want to see what you see. And he's like going through it. And then she's like, she pulls away. She's like, whatever I show you, it won't change anything. And then it goes into that whole entire battle, right?
I oh my God. Will never forget the first time watching that, thinking yes. that was
the guy,
real.
The guy that because, scene was where his,
they kill off Carlisle. Yeah,
the guy they, that scene was that everyone thought was real. I always see people talk about like the first time they like watched that movie like in the theaters and stuff, and like everyone thought that scene was real.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlisle's head is off, and then it turns out it's fake, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Crazy and it's like thing. Everyone's jaw dropped and turns out it was all Alice's vision.
Uh-huh.
Because and honestly that was probably like one of the best moments in the saga because mm-hmm. that was just like holy cow. Because not even just Carlisle died, but like Jane died, the one that's just like pain.
Good. Good. I wish she really did.
Good. Because she was like kind of like smocky about it. And when mm-hmm. she was like, when she was like trying to do Bella, because Bella has like that shield power, she was like, you could see like her face was like kind of like, it's kind of sunk because she's like, mm-hmm. oh, I can't do it anymore. Meh. All that stuff. But like, so like Carlisle died.
Jasper died. I remember that.
Yes, Jasper died.
I got so upset when, Leah died, yes. the wolf. Though I love the wolves of the movie, and I was like, can we stop killing them?
Yes, it was like, so sad because she, like, she was saving Esme,
yeah,
that was falling into the thing, and yeah, and then she died with it. I was like, oh my gosh.
Rest in peace.
And then there's, it kind of goes through, some more people died that was kind of just like sad. And then finally Aro dies, and then it goes back to Aro again, and I'm like, wait, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And it's everybody's still there. They're separated. They're just standing there. Turns out it was all of Alice's vision.
A gag. The biggest gag of the century.
Literally. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. I was like, no way, because everybody thought it was real. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And so
I can't imagine being in that theater, like not knowing not knowing anything, like watching the movie for the first time just came out, like being in the theater and that happening, like I would like die, I think.
Yeah. It's just like I just was like, wow. Cause that was like that was really good. And yeah. so then like after it everything's okay. They meet like one that's been like some Indian guy that's been a human, half vampire. And like then they were like, oh, they pose no threat to us. So then they all left and then it was like over. And then like in the end, of course, we're back in the flower field with Edward and Bella.
Wait, this is the best part.
I feel like it is the best part though, because it was like so like kind of like beautiful in a way where Bella shows Edward like
I could cry
forever
every time.
Stuff
yeah
yes and oh my God
of like all the movies leading up to it and all that even like the bad moments where like she became depressed when she left him, all that stuff, like, but yeah, I feel like that was just like nice and it was a great way to like end it.
Yes.
But yeah. So the question is, with all that in mind, team Edward or team Jacob?
I'm team Edward, and I always have been, and I always will be. Nobody can change my mind.
I am in full agreement to that.
Yeah.
Even though Edward be making me mad a lot.
He does.
Edward, well, we can get over it.
Edward does things that are irritative, but, and like, the team Jacob people try to convince you with, like, the nice things he does or whatever, but no, it doesn't matter. He doesn't compare to Edward. Edward's better.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Jacob's weird and imprinted on her daughter, so.
And it also just, like, I feel like also, like, if you think about it, because in Breaking Dawn Part 1, they literally, like, hinted that the only reason he ever liked her is because he was meant to imprint on her child.
Yeah.
So then it's, like, was all of that, like, fake?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Thing is, he, like,
know.
Never knew that he would imprint on, and they never knew that he'd have a daughter, so it's, like, that would make sense question it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely agree. I'm probably Team Edward.
Mm-hmm.
because, like, I mean, if I was in Bella's position, I'd probably be the same way. I'd be like, I want to become a vampire, all this stuff. And, like, I feel like we get so much of Edward, and it's really, like, the whole movie, the whole saga about, like, Edward and Bella's love. It makes us want to be, like, Team Edward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, like, then, like, with Jacob, she would be, like, much more safer. All of this stuff mm-hmm. wouldn't have happened. She wouldn't have almost died and all this stuff. Yeah. And, like, yeah. So, I'm definitely probably Team Edward.
Mm-hmm. I'm throwing it back to my shirt. From when I was little, I heart boys who sparkle, hashtag Team Edward for life.
Yes, love that shirt. And so, I was going to mention one thing, but it slipped my mind. But yeah, so anyway, after 5 movies, a million longing stares, and 1 CGI baby, we've made it.
Not the CGI baby.
We've made it. We got through it all. And we Twilight. Are coming to a close for this SAM session. I wanted to thank you, Chloe and Caitlin, for this amazing participation on your part.
Thank you.
Yes.
And we also want to hear from you out there. Were you Team Edward or Team Jacob or Team Please Make It Stop? Drop your favorite Twilight movie, hot take, or cringe memory in the comments. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow for more rambling sessions. Thank you for listening, and let's keep the sparkle alive. Hashtag Team Edward for life.